Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen, obviously, it was big news when the cases, the federal cases against Letitia James and James Comey were dismissed yesterday. The real question is what happens next, and is there still something there? And basically, from what I can gather, they were dismissed on procedural. I mean, not on, obviously, there was never a trial, so it's not based on innocence or guilt. Jim Bergen, Shipman and Goodwin joining us here on Brian and Company. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is very interesting to geeks like me who really actually like the Constitution.
So I read a lot of analysis, Jim, and I know you do a lot of reading even before appearances on a show like this. It was dismissed without prejudice, meaning it is open to appeal or refiling. So do you expect this obviously is a victory for James and Comey, but do you expect the government to refile charges?
I expect them to try everything they can. The problem is the Constitution exists. The Constitution does say that U.S. attorneys have to be confirmed by the Senate. That, however, has some give in it because the president can appoint a replacement for 120 days if the Senate hasn't had the chance to confirm, and they haven't in this instance. And then, while you have that 120 days, you can't just keep repeating the 120 days. Otherwise, there's no such thing as the check and balance. Otherwise, the advising consent, everybody who's listening right now remembers from fifth grade or high school, you know, the Senate has the power to advise and consent on presidential appointments, only certain ones. But there's only 93 U.S. attorneys, and they're in that group. Now, if that 120 days runs out, then the local district court has the power to appoint. Where does that come from? That comes from Congress trying to interpret what's meant to happen here, because you can't have no federal prosecutor. So what happened here was this guy, Eric Siebert, who Trump actually appointed, he served out his 120 days. Then the judges said, well, he's good. So, all right, let's keep him going. But then Trump said he's no good because he won't indict him. So Siebert says, fine, I'm out of here. Now, the next move is they just try to jam in this Halligan, but the judge basically made it clear that's a violation of the law, because otherwise the president could just keep doing this and there's never a Senate confirmation. So it really does come back down to the Constitution. But Brian, you've raised the most important question. Can this still happen? The statute of limitations has run. Now, she didn't rule on that, but she did give a footnote, and we all pay attention to these footnotes. She basically said, yeah, that's probably not going to work, but good luck. She didn't use that language, of course, But
well, can I interject there for a second, Jim?
Please.
Because,
yeah.
And again, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm just reading what's been written about it. Comey's part of the reason the rush to get this the indictment in was that Comey was up against a statute of limitations. Letitia James is not yet up against that. So there is conventional wisdom would say, well, that statute of limitations has run its course, so you can't re-indict Comey. And I'm reading here from The Hill. It says, some questions remain as to whether the case against Comey can be refiled. He was first charged near the end of a five-year statute of limitations that expired in September, and Comey's attorney has argued that a new indictment can't be filed because the window is now closed. But a federal statute allows for indictments dismissed after the statute of limitations ends to be refiled within a six-month window.
Right. And she doesn't rule on that, but in her footnote, she alludes to the law that has occurred, and there are other other courts that have addressed this issue, and it appears like that's just not going to work. So, but she didn't rule on it. But it, you know, I think that it's likely to not be allowed again for the same reasoning. Otherwise, there is no advice and consent.
So, what's frustrating for people who, again, this is a political issue. Like some people want to see them put on trial, convicted, and put in prison. Other people think it's, you know, the weaponizing of the Department of Justice. Those are the two polarized sides of this issue. And so the frustration for some here is that, well, we don't get to see the adjudication of guilt or innocence here, right? This is a procedural, I mean, and we sort of knew going in there were going to be problems with Halligan's appointment and that whole element of it, but we don't get to decide on guilt or innocence here. And that's frustrating for some. So in your opinion, generally speaking, if you had to sort of prognosticate, which you don't love to do, you think both of these go away?
I think Comey's goes away. Okay. I don't know enough about Letitia James because I haven't analyzed the clock, so to speak, in her case. But there's been enough said that the real issue is who's going to become the next prosecutor.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So does this mean Halligan's gone? She can't do it again?
Well, they can try. First of all, you know there's no way any Senate is going to approve her, okay? So, I mean, she would just never have passed the Senate under any set of circumstances. She's never been a prosecutor.
Right.
And there have been people become U.S. attorney. We've had that in our district here. Judge Nevis had never been a prosecutor, but he had been a very qualified guy. It was no question. So here, that is not really their answer. The answer is that if you get another person in, it's going to be by the court. And if the court comes in and appoints someone, that person is going to be qualified. If that person is qualified, that person is very likely to do just what Siebert did.
To not
just
take the case. Other, right.
It's just like, look, this isn't true. This isn't, he didn't do it. You have to have, ethically, prosecutor. Now, if you've never been a prosecutor, you may not even know this. Wouldn't surprise me that Halligan doesn't know this. Ethically, you are not permitted to indict someone unless you reasonably believe that there is going to be guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and that there is evidence that a jury will sustain it beyond a reasonable doubt. Otherwise, you could just indict people, which is completely ruinous for most of us. If you get indicted and then you get acquitted, well, congratulations. Everybody thinks you were really guilty. That's just how that works. So you can't just indict for, oh, let's just see what happens. And that's what she did. Well, she indicted for, it appears, based on the timing of things, to follow the orders of the president. So when the new prosecutor comes in, appointed by the courts are not pushovers on this. Doesn't matter who appointed all these judges. They're judges. They know collectively in that district, they better pick somebody who's qualified. And I think most people who are watching this closely, they don't think Siebert was really some kind of lefty. He was appointed by Trump, all right?
Right.
And he said, no, there's no case here. I'm not doing this. And so I think the next prosecutor, even in Letitia James' case, is going to be cautious, shall we say. If he cares or she cares about reputation, and if they really are committed to law, you got to hesitate before you prosecute somebody on these things.
We're talking with Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin about the dismissal of the federal charges against Letitia James and James Comey. Anything else you noticed here that people aren't talking about?
Well, I've read this whole analysis of the judge, and it's very, very thorough, and it's very, very technical. It threw me back into the feelings I had when I was going through law school. Okay, you just have to really study it. So most people aren't talking about any of this stuff because it's very technical.
Right.
But the bigger picture, I think people are talking about, which is, you know, the people are talking about no kings, right? That's kind of the big thing nowadays. Well, some people love kings if the kings do what they want. Some people think, well, wait a minute, the founders don't want to have kings. The founders said checks and balances. That's the bottom line. And the check on the executive, put right into the Constitution by the founders, is the United States Senate. And courts fill in the gap if you have one of these 120-day problems. So I think that, to me, that's the whole thing. The Constitution matters. The rule of law matters. And if you don't like the rule of law, okay, well, someday you will, because we all need the law at some point.
Yeah, I mean, the same check and balance and stuff. Recently, we with the filibuster effort to get that rid of that, and then obviously with the Epstein charges in the House, I mean, we're seeing some of that sort of three branches. You know, this is judicial. We saw legislative last week. So it is an interesting thing to monitor. Jim, we appreciate it as always. You doing well? Everything good?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to try to help explain this stuff.
Yeah, no, I love listening to it. I don't understand some of it sometimes, but I could definitely, this is a story that everyone's talking about. So have a great holiday, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.